This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. While we may be in the middle of January, it won't be long and we'll be ready to return to the fields for another growing season. One of our main jobs when growing a crop is feeding and protecting those plants. And to do that, you need a sprayer you can trust to do the job. The technology in sprayers is growing by leaps and bounds, but buying a new sprayer isn't always an option for a farm budget. John Deere has been advancing the technology of spraying into the future and look no further than their See & Spray technology. But sometimes, especially in this ag economy, cost can become a big inhibitor to upgrading your technology. But John Deere has got several options available to help you get into the next step of spray technology, and we'll talk with them next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
We're talking today with Tyler Hogriff of John Deere, and he talks about how they've made retrofit kits for older sprayers so they can add See & Spray technology to existing implements. It's all about meeting customers where they are and trying to make the technology less cost inhibitive to be put on the fields.
As we know, there's a lot of pressure on farmers right now with the economic times. And so with See & Spray, what we have is a technology that can be adapted to a new piece of equipment that you might order from the factory, a used equipment you might buy at a dealership, or the sprayer that you have in possession right now. And with See & Spray, we can meet customers where they're at with spray technology today. And See & Spray is a great example of that, where whether you're buying a new sprayer, going to look for a used sprayer at your dealership, or wanting to make the most of the technology with the sprayer you have today, See & Spray is an offer that you can apply to any of those situations. And with See & Spray, we've built a lot of momentum up over the last year with See & Spray and a lot of the successes with that product, where we've seen consistently customers are saving 56% of their herbicide costs with See & Spray, and that's over a million acres just over the past year. So starting to see that customers can not only adopt this technology broadly across the portfolio, but it adds a lot of profitability back to the business.
Also beyond cost, they've improved See & Spray technology to allow the implements to move faster because the processors are able to anticipate and analyze the data much quicker.
See & Spray came out only a few years ago, and again, every year we continue to make the product better. This past year is a good example, is where we moved for See & Spray Ultimate machines. We've moved their spraying speed up to 15 miles per hour. We've changed the application within beans from 30-inch rows to also include 15-inch rows. And that technology has improved over time, will continue to improve. And again, that's only going to unlock more savings for our customers over time.
But what's nice about See & Spray technology is the fact that it can still efficiently handle broadcast spraying in the situations that call for it.
The sprayer still works as any sprayer has previously as well. So you have that opportunity to do broadcasting, but it also opens up the door to do a late season pass with See & Spray as well. So you're not broadcasting across the whole field, but being again selective about hitting the spots of the field that still have some weed pressure to continue to manage crop stress and improve your yield.
Comes down to having good processing and capability at the base of the technology.
Where we have 36 different cameras, 10 visual processing units, all residing on the boom itself, so that, to your point, as you're going through the field up to 15 miles an hour, it can see every square inch of the land and it can make a decision in real time about whether that's a plant.
You can learn more by visiting with your local John Deere dealer and find more on this story at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.